Fan seeks $100 million in damages due to emotional distress caused by Shedeur Sanders' draft fall. By Simon Kent on May 7, 2025. Actions have consequences. That credo is driving a Colorado Buffaloes fan to seek $100 million in damages through a lawsuit filed against the NFL for Shedeur Sanders' fifth-round draft fall and the emotional distress that allegedly caused the plaintiff. As USA Today reports, Shedeur Sanders was widely tipped to be a first-round pick in the 2025 NFL draft 2 weeks ago. That didn't happen even though the consensus number two quarterback in the class led college football in completion percentage in 2024 and helped the Colorado Buffaloes to their first nine-win season since 2014. But Sanders slid from round one to round five as the Cleveland Browns traded up to secure a potential starting quarterback for the 2025 season. Critics cited Shedeur Sanders' alleged arrogance and entitlement as reason for the diminished outcome, as Breitbart News reported. Such hurtful words caused emotional pain and anguish to the plaintiff who now wants financial redress. The USA Today report sets out just what the cause and effect looks like. A Colorado Buffaloes fan is seeking $100 million in damages in a lawsuit filed against the NFL for Sanders' drop to the fifth round, according to a filing obtained by USA Today. The plaintiff, referred to as John Doe in the filing, alleges in the complaint that the NFL's actions and the dissemination of slanderous statements have caused severe emotional distress and trauma. Per the filing, Doe is a Georgia resident and a dedicated fan of Colorado football who attended the Colorado vs. TCU football game in 2023. The Buffaloes won 45-42 as Sanders completed 38 of 47 passes for 510 yards and 4 touchdowns. The filing alleges the NFL violated the Sherman Antitrust Act because teams colluded to influence Sanders' fall to the fifth round. The Civil Rights Act because that fall may have been influenced by racial discrimination. Consumer protection laws because the league misrepresented the nature of the drafting process and qualifications of players. The aggrieved plaintiff is seeking $100 million in punitive damages. The USA Today concludes with the note, the lawsuit was filed in a U.S. district court in Atlanta. At the time of publishing, the NFL has not put out a statement in response to the lawsuit. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.